The Indians looking to snap a three-game skid hosting the Rangers before the game. Mike Napoli receiving his AL championship ring from former manager Terry Francona. We pick it up 4-1 Texas in the second. Carlos Carrasco facing Elvis Andrews.
2-1, swung on, and there's a high drive well hit to left field. Back goes Guyer, he's looking up, and that ball is history. Another three-run Jimmy Jack, this one for Elvis Andrews. Make it 7-1 Rangers in the second. The pitch is swung on and a bouncing ball on the right side. It finds its way through, a base hit. Racing around third is Ramirez, and he will score. Runners at first and second now, and the Rangers' lead is cut to 9-8. And here's the pitch. Swung on and drilled up the middle. It's a base hit past Elvis. Encarnacion's home. Here comes Santana. He'll score. The Indians take a 10-9 lead. Three RBIs tonight for Chisenhall. Body already fires, and there's a slow ground ball hit to Elvis at short. Elvis going to first. Lindor beats the throw. Everybody's safe. It's 11-9, and Elvis really had no other play. Lindor runs so well, he just beat it.
It looked like the heavy mist, light rain was letting up a bit, but it's more concentrated now as the Indians bat here in the bottom of the seventh, leading the Rangers 12-9. Encarnacion at second, nobody out. The 2-2 pitch hit hard and deep into center field. Gomez going back. This is over his head. It's off the track in the wall. Encarnacion just now at third being waved home. Here's the relay from Rugi, and the throw is wide of Lucroy. Goes all the way to the backstop. Encarnacion scores. Santana goes to third on what will likely be a throwing error by Odor. And the Indians add to their lead here. It's 13-9.
The Indians snap a three-game skid, defeating the Rangers 15-9, scoring 13 unanswered runs. The 15 runs is a season high. 8 of 9 Cleveland players in the starting lineup had multiple hit games. The series continues Tuesday. Mike Clevenger against Tyson Ross.